That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. See what's going on down at Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Constable Ben Withers in the John and Down store and radio station talking to Abner. Listen.
Well, where's Lum at now?
Oh, he's still down at the barber shop.
Getting a haircut?
No, Mose Mooch called him down there. Said Wither Abernathy wanted to see him.
Well, is he going to have to marry Mrs. Abernathy after all?
No. The time limit's up now. It was up at 12 o'clock last night. But Wither never knowed that.
Yeah.
If she had a knowed it, why, she'd have bring her lawyer and a preacher over here last night and married Lum before midnight. Oh, I bound you there's some fur flying down there right now. Just glad I ain't down there.
Well, I wish Lum would hurry up and get here. I want to tell him the good news.
What good news?
Yes. How soon do you think he'll be back?
I don't know. He's been down there for a couple hours. If the weather gets a good hold on him, he might not be back. What's this good news you got to tell him, Ben?
He might have heard about it. I just happened to run across it in the paper this morning.
Well, what is it?
This is World Trade Week.
Uh-huh.
Chamber of Commerce's from all over are observing World Trade Week.
Is that all you were going to tell him?
Abner, do you realize the cowhides, calf, and sheepskins come from over 80 different countries? And do you know where walruses come from?
Now, there comes Lum now.
No, that isn't one. That's Lum.
That's what I said, Lum.
The mustache has had you confused. Walruses, seals...
Yeah, how'd you make out, Lum?
Oh, grannies. What I've been through.
Yeah, I see.
That blame Wither Abernathy wouldn't believe that business about the 2-week time limit, even after we showed it to her in the contract.
Yeah, well, I didn't think she would. She's stubborn as a blue-nosed mule, that woman.
Oh, just like arguing with a stump on fire.
Yeah.
She swore up and down that I wrote that into the contract after she won me.
Huh.
Only thing that saved me was that Mose admitted he was the one that wrote it in there before he'd buy the show.
Well, she must have found out that she weren't actually married to Cedric then.
Oh, sure. That lawyer yesterday found out right away that she never had no license.
Oh. Lum, do you know that walruses, seals, and sharks come from Newfoundland, Norway, and Australia?
Well, to be right honest, Ben, I hadn't thought much about it.
Well, I do. This is World Trade Week.
Hmm. Where did they come from the other weeks?
I
finally just got up and walked right out of there.
Out of where?
The barbershop.
Oh.
For all I know, the widow's still down there jawing at Mose. Oh, she was mad.
Horsehide comes from France.
I thought it come from horse.
I know one thing. When the next option comes up on the Queensborough Hour program, Mose is going to cancel.
Well, I don't much blame him, Mom. Dog is, I hate to lose him for a sponsor, though.
Well, we ain't going to.
We ain't, huh?
Leastways, I don't think we are. Because I've sort of got in mind a new program for him.
You have? Well, good. What is it?
Well, I ain't ready to tell you yet, Abner. It's a new idea. Something new in radio.
Ain't you got the format worked out yet?
No, it ain't that. It's just, I just can't tell you yet.
Well, why not, Lum? I'm vice president of the radio station, you know.
Yeah.
If there's some secret, well, you know I ain't going to tell it to nobody.
I know that, but...
Don't you want Ben to hear? Ben, will you step outside for a minute?
How's that?
No, he don't need to leave. I'll tell it to you when the time comes, Abner, so just quit pestering me about it.
Lum, if you don't tell me right now, I'm going to take my short waving set and just flat quit the radio business.
You can't do that, Abner.
Oh, I can. You just tell me what... Oh. Yeah, hello, Cedric.
Oh, howdy. Say, Mr. Lum, is it true that I...
Hello there, Cedric.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Ben. Say, Mr. Lum, is it true
Cedric,
that
do you know that this is World Trade Week?
It is?
Yes.
Well, be doggone. What are they trading it for?
Linen thread comes from Ireland.
That don't sound like much of a trade to me.
No, I believe they could do a little better than that.
Say, Mr. Lum, is it true that I ain't married after all?
Yeah, that's right, Cedric.
So ain't a holder.
See, they weren't no license for that wedding, so that nulled it right there.
Now, that makes you happy, don't it, Cedric?
Well, yes, Mom, sort of. But it's sure going to be a big finance loss to me.
Finance loss?
Yes, Mom.
Oh?
$5,000 is a lot of money.
I thought... Oh, but a widder ain't got that kind of money, Cedric. I know she ain't.
Well, I wasn't going to get it from her. I was going to get it from the giver man. On my income tax.
Your income tax?
I don't see how you figure that. In the first place, you don't have no income to pay no tax on.
Of course not.
Oh, I know it. That's why I could have made so much out of it.
Huh?
See, I found out that they allow you $500 for a dependent.
Well, yeah, I know that.
So if I was married to the widow, I'd have 9 little dependents, and if you throw her in, that makes 10.
Oh.
And my littlest son, Roscoe, added it up for me, and he said it come to
$5,000. Oh,
Dougie,
that's right, ain't it?
That's right.
Well, wait a minute, though, Cedric. It's like I just got done telling you. You ain't got no income to pay tax on.
Oh, I know. That's why I'd make it all clear profit. $5,000. Figured out just how we was going to spend it, too.
He did.
Yeah. First off, me and Roscoe was going to buy $2,000 worth of marbles.
$2,000? Better pay some for a toll, Cedric.
And then Roscoe... Well, we already got a toll.
Oh.
Roscoe is going to buy himself a catcher's mitt and $3,000 worth of bubble gum.
Well, wait a minute, Cedric. You're letting Roscoe get away with practical all of the money.
Sure enough.
Why,
did I let him skin me?
Why, of course you did. He's buying all that bubble gum. You don't chew bubble gum much, do you?
Little rascal. Well, it don't matter. It's all in the family.
Yeah.
He's the smartest boy I got.
Well, Cedric, it ain't in the family, though, because you ain't married to the widow.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's true?
Yeah.
This is going to be an awful blow to Roscoe. Goodness. It's like a stock market crash.
Yeah.
I reckon I better go break the news to him.
Yeah, maybe you better do that, Cedric.
Well, so long. Oh, say, Roscoe can't sue me, can he?
I don't think so. Can he, Long?
No, of course not.
I don't know about
that. Say, when you see him, tell him that this is World Trade Week.
Yes, Mom, I will. So long.
So long, Cedric.
Right, young boy. Subby.
Oh, but that's some marble game him and Roscoe had studied up for. Not long. Now, tell him. What is it?
What's what?
You know what I'm talking about. That new program you're studying up for Mose Moose.
Admiral, I told you I'd tell you when I get good and ready.
Well, what's the secret about it? What can't you tell me?
Well, there's something I have to learn first.
Well, there's a lot you've got to learn, but I don't see what that's got to do with this radio program.
I mean, I'm learning something out of a book that's got something to do with the program. Something I'm taking up, sort of.
Oh. What is it, singing?
No, you don't learn that out of no book.
Is it botany, love? That's something you learn out of a book.
Dancing?
That'd make a fine radio program, wouldn't it? Dancing.
Yes.
Well, it'd be funny if television ever gets here to see you crow hopping around. Come on now, Lon, tell me. What is it?
Well, all right, but you've got to promise you ain't going to tell nobody else. Leastways, not till I get a little better at it.
Yeah, sure, I'll promise right now. Cross my heart. There. Right there.
Well, it's hypnotism.
Oh, I thought... It's what?
Hypnotism.
That's what I thought you said.
You know, mesmerizing.
Huh?
You know what that is, don't you?
Well, yeah, I know what it is, sort of. But I don't see how you're going to do it over the radio.
Well, I ain't got the program all worked out yet.
You ain't, huh?
No, I'm still learning how to do it.
Oh, hypnotism?
Yeah, I've got a book, and I've been studying it for several weeks now.
Yeah.
I think I about got it down pat.
You have, huh?
Yeah.
Something like that takes a great deal of studying.
Mom, do you actually think you can get to be a hypnotismist?
Hypnotist, John.
That's what I said, yeah.
I'm practical all through the book right now. I just got a couple of pages to go.
Hypnotize me, Mom.
Oh, well, I ain't ready to yet, Ed.
Well, just try it. See if it'll work. Be honest, I don't think you can do it. Hypnotize Ben there. Well,
some other time.
Yeah, you can't do it. That's just about what I think.
Granny's, I can do it, too.
I don't need it.
I'll try it on Ben instead of you. You'd just fight me. I know you would.
Well, no, I ain't going to fight nobody.
All right, Ben. Now, just try to relax and look me straight in the eye.
All right, fine. Well, how's this?
Oh, my goodness.
Get the close to him, Lon. He's looking cross-eyed.
Well, how's this?
That's better. Granny, I never knowed you had them colored eyes.
Hmm.
Whatever they are. Brindle, ain't it?
Staring too hard at you?
Yeah. Now, don't try to think of anything.
Back in there looks like a cinder.
Just look at me and relax.
Sorry, right, I'll wink my eyes.
Lizbeth's got one of them in her eye.
Uh-huh.
Freckle.
Yeah.
Now relax.
What?
Let your arms hang limp. Relax.
I relax.
And don't talk, Ben.
Huh?
You're too tired to talk, Ben. You're awful tired. so tired. You don't know where you are. You're just tired, that's all. Tired. You don't know what day it is. You don't know what week it is.
It's World Trade Week.
Don't talk, then.
I don't know that. He's not even working.
How can you talk when you're so tired? You're so sleepy. You can keep your eyes open. Your eyelids are like lead. You're so sleepy. So sleepy. So sleepy. Sleep. Sleep.
Well, I'll be dead blame. Look at that.
Better grab him, Amber. He's going to fall over.
Hey, Mom, wake up, wake up.
Well, Lum certainly has mastered the art of hypnosis, but I'm afraid he must have read the book backwards.